American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 1C. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Ted and Mary got a divorce. They are no longer married. Mary is Ted's ex-wife. He is her ex-husband. Number 2. Mr. Spence used to be my supervisor. Mr. Spence is no longer my supervisor. He's my ex-supervisor. Number 3. Irma used to be Mr. Bull's secretary. She no longer works for Mr. Bull. Irma is Mr. Bull's ex-secretary. Number 4. Bill and Pete used to be roommates. They no longer share a room. They are ex-roommates. Number 5. Bruce used to be in the Army. He is no longer in the Army. Bruce is an ex-soldier.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence. Complete the statements in Figure 2. Number 1 is an example. Listen. Frank used to be on the police force. Repeat. Frank is an ex-policeman.
Number 2. Mr. Kane no longer reports on the weather. Number 3. The Joneses used to live next door to the Smiths. Number 4. George used to work for Mr. Bradley. Number 5. Mrs. Lemon used to teach me. Number 6. Ali no longer plays football. Number 7. Mrs. Hanks used to be my boss. Number 8. Bill no longer goes to this school.
Let's check your answers.
Number 2 is an ex-weatherman or ex-forecaster. Mr. Kane no longer reports on the weather. Repeat. Mr. Kane is an ex-weatherman. Mr. Kane is an ex-forecaster. Number 3 is ex-neighbors. The Joneses used to live next door to the Smiths. Repeat. The Joneses are the Smiths' ex-neighbors. Number four is ex-employee. George used to work for Mr. Bradley. Repeat. George is Mr. Bradley's ex-employee. Number five is ex-teacher or ex-instructor. Mrs. Lemon used to teach me. Repeat. Mrs. Lemon is my ex-teacher. Mrs. Lemon is my ex-instructor. Number six is an ex-football player. Ali no longer plays football. Repeat. Ali is an ex-football player. Number seven is my ex-boss. Mrs. Hanks used to be my boss. Repeat. Mrs. Hanks is my ex-boss. Number eight is an ex-student. Bill no longer goes to this school. Repeat. Bill is an ex-student of this school.
Look at figure three. Listen to some paragraphs. Select the topic. Listen to paragraph one. Hurricanes are destructive storms with winds and rains of terrible force. A hurricane can be hundreds of miles wide with winds blowing at speeds of 75 miles an hour or more. While some winds have reached speeds of 200 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour is more common. At the center of the hurricane, which is only a few miles in diameter, there is air turning very slowly. This is the eye of the hurricane. In the eye, there is little wind or cloudiness. The sun may even shine. However, after the eye of a hurricane passes over an area, the storm brings more rain and high winds of great strength. The winds slow down when the storm leaves the ocean and goes onto the land. Hurricanes have taken millions of lives and have caused great damage to ships, buildings, and trees in their paths. The destruction of hurricanes is well known in all parts of the world.
Select the topic for number one. The answer is B, hurricanes. Now listen to another paragraph. Paragraph two.
Tornadoes are storms which have very strong winds. These winds can blow at speeds of around 100 to 600 miles an hour. The width and length of a tornado varies, but seldom is a tornado longer or wider than a mile. The winds make a long, twisting cloud, which extends from the low clouds to the ground. The lower end of the twisting wind touches the ground and rises back up several times. The great speed and terrible force of a tornado can pick up things as heavy as an automobile and throw them hundreds of yards. When a tornado passes over buildings, its low pressure can cause them to blow up. Tornadoes start in hot, thunderstorm weather in late spring or summer. Tornadoes cause millions of dollars in damage, and sometimes they kill many people. In the United States, most tornadoes happen in the Midwest.
Select the topic for number two. The answer is C, tornadoes. Now look at figure 4. Listen to the dialogue.
Who is this in this picture?
They are my in-laws. Pete, my husband, has a large family.
I can see that. Are they all his brothers and sisters?
No. Some are his brothers-in-law, and some are his sisters-in-law. He has 4 sisters and 2 brothers who are all married.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
My family is small. I just have 1 brother and 1 sister. They are both married, so I have 1 sister-in-law and 1 brother-in-law.
Do you ever have a get-together with both families?
Yes, and it's usually at our house. With my 4 relatives, his 12, all the children, and the 2 of us, it gets quite crowded.
Now repeat the dialogue. Listen and repeat.
Who is this in this picture?
They are my in-laws. Pete, my husband, has a large family.
I can see that. Are they all his brothers and sisters?
No, some are his brothers-in-law, and some are his sisters-in-law. He has 4 sisters and 2 brothers who are all married.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
My family is small. I just have 1 brother and 1 sister. They are both married. So I have 1 sister-in-law and 1 brother-in-law.
Do you ever have a get-together with both families?
Yes, and it's usually at our house. With my 4 relatives, his 12, all the children, and the 2 of us, it gets quite crowded.
Answer these questions about figure 4.
Number 1. Who is in the picture? Repeat. The picture is of Pete's family, Anne's in-laws. Number 2. Are they all Pete's brothers and sisters? Repeat. No, some of them are his brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law. Number 3. How many are in Anne's family? Repeat. 4. She has 1 brother and 1 sister who are both married.
Now look at figure 5. Look at the pictures. Answer the questions.
Picture 1. Whose train is Tim playing with? Repeat. Tim is playing with his train. Picture 2. Whose granddaughter is Janie? Repeat. Janie is Ellen's granddaughter. Who is Janie's grandmother? Repeat. Ellen is Janie's grandmother. Picture 3. Whose clothes is Maggie wearing? Repeat. Maggie's wearing her mother's clothes. Picture 4. Whose children are in the picture? Repeat. Hank and Helen Hill's children are in the picture. Who are the children's parents? Repeat. Hank and Helen are the children's parents.
Look at Figure 6. Repeat the dialogues.
Number 1.
Who was he inquiring about?
He was asking about Tom.
Number 2.
Who was he asked to tolerate?
He was asked to tolerate his in-laws.
Number 3.
What were they asked to do?
They were asked to drive carefully.
Number 4.
Where will they be going?
They'll be going on a vacation.
Number 5.
When was Bill hired?
He was hired last week. Now look at Figure 6 again. You will hear a question. You read the answer. Be sure to put the stress on the capitalized word. Listen to the question. Read the answer.
Number 1.
Who was he inquiring about?
Repeat. He was asking about Tom. Number 2. Who was he asked to tolerate? Repeat. He was asked to tolerate his in-laws. Number 3. What were they asked to do? Repeat. They were asked to drive carefully. Number 4. Where will they be going? Repeat. They'll be going on a vacation. Number 5. When was Bill hired? Repeat. He was hired last week.
Look at Figure 7. Listen to a phrase. Use the phrase with the words in Figure 7 to make a statement. Number 1. Put up with. Repeat. Keith has to put up with a lot. Number 2. Get along with. Repeat. Larry gets along with everybody. Number 3. Take part in. Repeat. Madge takes part in an exercise program. Number 4. Look forward to. Repeat. Is Nancy looking forward to her trip? Number 5. Look out for. Repeat. Mailmen have to look out for mean dogs. Number 6. Get rid of. Repeat. When will Ollie get rid of his old car? Number 7. Be through with. Repeat. Pete will be through with the report by Tuesday. Number 8. Take advantage of. Repeat. When can Quincy take advantage of the offer? Number 9. Drop in on. Repeat. Let's drop in on Ruth and Sam tonight. Number 10. Watch out for. Repeat. You have to watch out for children in a school zone. This is the end of tape 1C, book 19.